Nice to be here with you today.
Back again.
Yeah. Pray with Pastor Chris. Isn't that beautiful? We get to pray with Pastor Chris today.
Live.
I'm going to talk a little bit because there's not a post from the Power of Tongues, since that's what we do.
Speak in tongues. And it was funny because I almost grabbed the exact same book this morning for my reading. And I was like, no, let me just do this one today because I feel like it's been a while. And sure enough, so you brought it.
So we'll do both.
Now we have both. Yeah.
And this particular chapter is Your Most Holy Faith. I love this. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's from Jude 1:20. When you hear the word of God, faith comes to you. For the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, from Romans 10:17. Your faith gets lifted as the Spirit of God teaches you the word. It moves up from level it was to a newer and higher level each time. As your faith moves up to a new level, it becomes your highest level of faith for that particular time. But many Christians don't always live their lives from that peak point of faith. Most of the time, they live below the highest level of faith they've attained. In other words, we go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of building from that high place and going higher and higher,
we
go
back. And forth.
Yeah. So when you're told here in Jude 1:20, is that when you've attained your highest level of faith, instead of retrogressing and operating below that level, you can build yourself up at that highest point of faith that you've attained by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
By continually praying in other tongues, you can keep yourself at that peak level of faith. You'll be built up and established at that level of faith into which the Holy Spirit has already brought you, and you'll find yourself always operating at your best. And then he goes on to say, the more you speak in other tongues, the more you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because you're speaking His language. Many Christians are not aware of this. They don't recognize what they can do with what they have within them. But Paul the Apostle knew what he had inside of him, and that's why he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. It is by the Spirit of God, not our own strength at all. The Apostle John also said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4, as a child of God, you have to wake up to the realization that there is someone actually living in you. The Creator of eternal life lives in you, in every fiber of your being. It's a lot of richness in this little book.
A lot of truth.
But that's basically, in a nutshell, why we pray in tongues so much, in case you wondered.
It's simplified in a in a powerful book that is fits in the palm of your hand.
The power of the tongue. You can call us 855-378-9993, and we'll get that out to you. We have them here. You can carry it in your purse. Like you're sitting waiting for something.
And it's even nice to hand them out. I've handed them out to several people.
Yeah,
just
it's a nice little gift. Yeah.
Especially during Martin Luther King Day. You know, I would always keep them. They're so easy to carry. And because so many Christians don't know how to speak in tongues.
Or why bother.
Or why they need to. Yeah, it's so it's very useful. And it's a good conversation starter.
It's interesting that some Christians think it's evil. Can you imagine?
That's weird.
I know, I don't get that.
Because it's in the Bible, so how is it going to be evil?
Yeah.
So are they saying the Bible's evil, you know?
I'm not sure.
Mind-boggling
how they
come to that
conclusion.
They think
you're crazy if you pray in tongues, but we are not of that. We are living according to the word of God.
That's why it's so important for us to educate these people, you know? That's why you have to talk to people about God. You have to talk about the Holy Spirit and fellowshipping and praying in tongues. because it's so important. And, you know, honestly, for them to say it's evil, it's because they don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand
their understanding
so it's
is limited.
Mm-hmm.
But
ignorance.
If I tell you true, just pray with us today. 15 minutes in tongues, discipline yourself, mm-hmm. and you will feel different after that 15 minutes.
Yep.
Everything will change.
It's
like if you go
setting
start off heavy and like, you know, when you're done, you're like, hey, I got the
you're
victory.
You're energized.
Well, you got the victory.
Yeah.
Now all that heavy, all that garbage that has loaded you down, troubles, trials, whatever is loading you down, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. I promise you that.
Yeah, you kind of just give it over to God at that point.
Yeah.
You know, so it changes your mindset, mm-hmm. your, you know, how you feel. So
it helps you understand things better. You gain wisdom and understanding and knowledge. All these, it like opens you up to the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. ministering more. So you're not in the way anymore. Now the Holy Spirit can take control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get out of the way, really, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let him take over and guide you.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
So do it today. You'll see.
Yes.
And you can tell us that you feel a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Text us or write us or call us and
comment.
Tell us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let us know.
Yeah.
It's because it's also inspiring, not only for us to see because we already know, but even as others are watching and looking and seeing the
you encourage them,
you're teaching them. You're showing them that it's true, you know, that, hey, look, somebody else is doing it, you know, giving them someone to identify with.
Yeah.
And it's easy and it's good for spreading the word.
Amen.
All right.
So what are you going to share?
So got a couple of minutes. I'm going to share. I was about to say char. So share on 7 things the Holy Spirit will do in you.
Hmm. Holy Spirit thoughts, today. So. We're talking about Holy Spirit.
Who is
blessed
very
Holy
important
Spirit.
In our lives.
He's everything.
So this one, this chapter, it's chapter 2. It's called The Sevenfold Ministry of the Holy Spirit in Your Life. So in John 14, 16 through 17, the Lord Jesus said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you."
You know, I'm going to say, share a little story here. It was interesting is that we were talking about with my granddaughter. She's full of the Holy Ghost, you know, and we were talking about how, and I won't say who, but why doesn't so-and-so do this? Because it works when in regard to children, right?
Mm. Like raising children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then Nadia came up with, because they don't have authority since they don't walk with the Spirit.
Mm.
You are given a measure of authority, all authority,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus said he gave us all authority.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't realize that. You kind of take it for granted. And then when you think about you, why didn't so-and-so do that? Because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the Holy Spirit. It's so powerful to have the Holy Spirit leading us.
It's
and
very
guiding
calming.
Us. Yeah.
It clears the chaos.
But there's actual authority.
Mm-hmm.
When you exercise it, you realize how powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hmm.
It's amazing. Think about
is.
That. Yeah, she kind of opened my eyes to it. I was like, wow, that makes sense.
And way to put it.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Yeah.
So Pastor continues, "Here we're shown that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality. Everything in this world is but a shadow. It's the Spirit of reality who helps us know what is real." In John 14, 16, 17, Amplified, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby."
Wow, say all those again. That's what he is. Say
yeah. "Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby."
Wow.
"That he may remain with you forever."
Mm.
"The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you." Hallelujah.
Mm.
So from the scripture above, the Amplified Version shows us 6 synonyms for the word translated comforter from its Greek expression allos parakletos. Mm-hmm. Sorry, parakletos. Mm-hmm. The word another in the first place translated from the Greek allos is very instructive. You see, the Greek language used two words which the English commonly translated another. These two words are heteros and allos. Properly expressed, heteros meant another of a different kind, while allos meant another of the same kind. In referring to the Holy Spirit, Jesus called him allos, another one of the same kind, thus inferring the Holy Spirit to be exactly like him. Mm. So the Holy Spirit is exactly like Jesus. Mm. He looks like him, loves like him, cares like him, and talks like him. This is the Holy Spirit sent by the Father to be with us.
You know, think about that, because they said, you know, if you see, Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. But if, so then likewise, we say, oh, if I could only see Jesus. But we do see him mm-hmm. as the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, different forms.
Yeah, but he's there in mm-hmm. us, and we do see him. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And he communicates with you.
Yeah. He prays like, I'm here.
Yeah. You have to take heed and listen.
Yeah.
So Pastor continues, all seven words, comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, rendered from the Greek parakletos, help to show us the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he becomes your lawyer, helper, and intercessor. You know you can have an intercessor who's praying for you from somewhere far off or in the background. What kind of intercessor is the Holy Spirit? He's not the kind of intercessor that's somewhere in the background. He's right there with you and in you.
Oh, man. Trying to pray.
Is that a good stopping point?
I think so. We don't have a post. We will pray for nations and leaders of nations and fellow ministers of the gospel, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, especially our leaders for the nations yeah. and everything going around, you know. We just yeah. want to, you know, make sure that people are open to receive
the United States is already starting with the election talk. So we need to pray for our leaders. Amen.
Amen.
Leave it at that. Let's pray. Thank you for praying with us.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Spirit, Zarete ke ke Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. It's beautiful.
Oh,
did you pray with us?
Yeah. It's a nice time in prayer.
Yeah.
You even feel the difference even coming out of it. Like, I just feel calm. Whatever was going
peaceful.
On, I'm very calm.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit is the answer for the world.
It's very calming.
Really, you know, Christians don't have to be upset about stuff. Just pray in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
For heaven's sake.
Release it. So, let it go.
That's what he said to do. It works. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for praying with us. Yeah. Thank you for watching us. We like being here with you. God bless you. And we'll see you
next time.
Yeah, next time. God bless you. Bye.
Bye.